Right now, it's time for another edition of our Tibbetts Talk, brought to you by the Brian Hodson Allstate Insurance Agency of Coldwater. And coming to the Tibbetts in about a week and a half, it is just going to be a phenomenal show, one where you can take the whole family and be dazzled. It is coming to Tibbetts, Lightwire Theater, an epic adventure launching on stage on Sunday, March 9th. And the artistic director, member of the cast, and kind of the brains behind this, Ian Carney, joins us on the line this morning to talk about this show. And maybe before we talk about some of the specifics of you know, how you've gotten involved and how this for all evolved, give people an idea what Lightwire is and maybe how they're going to be blown away on stage, Ian.
Sure. Well, first of all, good morning. Lightwire Theater is it's this weird mix of puppetry and technology and dance. We just create a very strange world and kind of bring the world of fantasy and you know, compete with kind of the video game world and the DVD world and, you know, take people into the theater and kind of give them a fresh look at the theater.
But the theater is totally dark, right? Except for the lights of your characters.
That's correct. Yeah. We do the whole show in the dark. And it is, the medium we use is called L-wire. It's an electroluminescent wire that each character has their own power supply for. So we all glow. The wire glows, much like sort of the look of neon. Mm-hmm. And so it's quite visual. But you know, our credo is always that it's... that you got to fall in love with these characters. You know, you got to tell a really good story. Otherwise, you're not going to sit there for an entire show. You know, cool looking only gets you 5 minutes. You know, and after that, you got to have substance. So, that's kind of our the way we try to approach the experience, so that the technology really becomes just a medium. It becomes a background to the story.
Yeah. Well, America fell in love with you guys on America's Got Talent, semifinalist back in 2012. How was that experience to be a part of that on a national stage like that?
Well, it was, it ended up being a great experience. It was certainly a, at the time we had two touring shows out. And we had the company had been in existence for about 6.5 years. And so we had, when they found us on YouTube and approached us to be on the show, we, you know, certainly had a great deal of trepidation. I mean, it's reality TV after all. And but we decided that, you know, our medium was something that could just might work. And if we didn't say anything stupid and represented our work well, that people would enjoy it just as much on television as they do live. And it turned out that way, you know, that, even though we didn't move on to the finals, which was really our goal, it wasn't to, it's just like a skater that you want to perform all your programs,
yeah.
You don't really care, necessarily worry about winning. The judges loved everything we did and never had anything bad to say about us, and it was a great experience. And also to whittle your world down into 90 seconds, you know?
Yeah.
Because we're storytellers, that was the challenge. And I have a good barometer of feeling in my gut if I'm afraid of something. That's not a good enough excuse,
yeah.
You know? As a matter of fact, if you're afraid of it, you probably should be doing it,
yeah, right.
You know, that kind of thing. So it was great, yeah.
Well, your background, you've been on Broadway and moving out, the Broadway show. You've been a dancer. You've been a choreographer. But interestingly enough, you were an English literature major?
Yeah, that was...
How did all that work out?
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, I guess you got to choose something, you know. They want you to choose something early on in college of what you're going to major in and what are you going to be with your life, that kind of thing. And, it was the most artistic of those, you know, of all those kind of majors, outside of being an art major, an art studio major, which I did a lot of. I could, you know, you could always argue yourself into a good place in English literature. Yeah. You know, as long as you proved your point and you were well spoken about it or well written, you know, you could get there. So that really served in part of the development of you know, all these stories that we have to write. We only have one show that is based on classic stories. We do Tortoise and the Hare and Ugly Duckling in one of our shows. But other than that, they're all original tales. So, you know, it's back to creative writing in high school, really.
There you go. Talking to Ian Carney, Artistic Director of Lightwire, the show, coming to the Tibbetts on Sunday, March 9th. When you guys do this show, we said a family-friendly show, who do you draw in the most, do you think? Is it the kids or is it the adults, as far as who gets into the show and is it dazzled the most?
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, I always wanted to make theater that was, for me the animated feature Aladdin was the bar, you know, because you and I are laughing at Robin Williams for one thing, and the 5-year-old is laughing at him for a totally different thing, but you're both hysterical, you know, and if you can make theater like that, to me, that's the home run, you know, because the moment when a parent and a child of drastic age difference can go to a single thing and enjoy it equally as much, that's a dying thing, I think, these days. You know, parents will go to children's theater and be like, oh, that was cute, you know, or kids will go to an adult thing and not understand any of it. So, you know, the side that we are wordless, you know, telling our stories from our background as dancers is a wordless background. And what's nice about that is the fact that the audience participates in the story. You know, there might be 5 or 6 different interpretations of what a certain character might mean, you know, and the audience gets to participate in that. So there's a certain participatory nature that doesn't exist when you tell the audience, you know, that I'm missing somebody, you know, in a song or something like this. You know, you feel it, and that translates to all cultures too. You know, we've been very fortunate to tour the world. You know, we've taken the show to Moscow and to Hong Kong and to Bogota and Munich and Denmark, just all over the place. And the one thing that divides us as people, even more than ideology, is language. And once you take that out of the equation, you have a piece of art that can move everybody all over the world.
Universal.
It's been a very cool experience.
Yeah. Well, it's something that's never been on stage, anything like it on stage at the Tibbetts Opera House in all the years the Opera House has been open. Looking forward to it. Lightwire, the show. Folks can go to actually the website, lightwiretheater.com, and if you want to get kind of a sample and you kind of see for yourself what we're talking about. But, Ian, looking forward to you guys being here on Sunday, March 9th, 2 o'clock at the beautifully renovated historic Tibbetts Opera House for Lightwire, the show. We'll see you then, all right?
We're very excited. Thanks so much for getting the word out, and we appreciate it.
Ian Carney, Artistic Director, part of the ensemble of the show, Lightwire, the show, on our Tibbetts Talk this morning, brought to you by the Brian Hotson Allstate Insurance Agency of Coldwater.